How are you, Ed?
Good morning, Tony. I'm just fine.
Well, you are the great soothsayer for petroleum, and I'm telling you what, my email, I'm going to have to shut it down because people want to know why gas prices are exploding, and I figured I'd get you on the program to tell them why.
Well, we'd like to know the same thing. The 3,900 locations that are members of the Associated Food and Petroleum Dealers across Michigan and Ohio are not any happier than the motorist about high gasoline prices, because it impacts their bottom line just as much as it impacts yours and the motorist bottom line, because the retailers and even the wholesalers, they don't make any more money at $3.85 a gallon than they did when gasoline was $1.85 a gallon. So we're all in the same boat. And I'm a little mystified as to why the prices continue to rise, because it really defies the economic laws of supply and demand, because right now there seems to be an adequate supply of crude oil in the marketplace, because the Saudi Arabians have increased their pumping of crude oil to make up for any shortfall from Libya. And in fact, from a finished product standpoint, in other words, gasoline and diesel fuel, we're actually exporting about 250,000 barrels a day to Mexico. So there doesn't seem to be a tightness of crude, and there doesn't seem to be a tightness of finished product. So it would seem to me that when there's adequate supply and demand down a little bit, that the price should actually be going down, not up. Now, one bright spot I can tell you, that in the last 2 days, the price of crude oil has dropped more than it has in recent weeks. Yesterday there was about a $3 a barrel drop in crude oil prices. However, that was not reflected or passed on to the wholesale price. The wholesale price went down about 1 or 2 cents last night. So we haven't seen a reduction in the price that the retailer pays for the product, reflected from the cost on the stock exchanges or the NYMEX of crude oil. So we're a little mystified ourselves, but maybe it's a bright spot. Maybe it's the beginning of this bubble bursting.
Well, Ed, this mystifies me, because I'm one of those people. I try to dig around and talk to different experts, and no one can tell me why gas prices spike when they do, why they decrease when they do, why competitors' gas seem to be the same prices when we talk about petroleum, but when we look at other products, the pricing is different. So it's somewhat mystifying to me. Like, it's not an exact science. I know collusion has always been the accusation out there. Why can't we get a handle on this?
Well, it's a very competitive item. Gasoline is a very competitive product, both in the eyes of the supplier and in the eyes of the consumer. I mean, consumers really, really watch when price is down a penny or two a gallon. A penny a gallon decrease or increase in the price can affect the retailer's volume by as much as 20 to 25%. And a 2 cent difference in the price can affect his volume by as much as 30%. So the motorist is very, very sensitive to the to price changes of gasoline. And I can tell you at the retail level that, you know, the reason you see so many stations at the same price is because the retailer is looking out the window and seeing what his competitor is doing, and he says, well, I better match him or be a trifle below him, or my customers are going to go, you know, across the street or down the street. So while it may appear to be collusion, you can't, you know, there's no subliminal subversive activity going on, because all you have to do is look out the front window of your store to see what the guy across the street is selling his product for. And no matter what you paid for your product, you better be competitive with him, or the motorist is going to go there.
Well, from what I understand, the prices are falling. When we look at the national average for gas, it's 3.78. The Michigan average is 3.93. Current crude price is 109.4 per barrel. When I look around the mid-Michigan area, I'm a Sam's Club member, and they're not a client, but that gas is always the cheapest set at $3.85, and I'm looking at GasBuddy.com, and it seems to be that $3.85 to $3.95 area. So I guess as compared to some other parts of the country, here in L.A. and New York, they're paying between $4 and $5 per gallon.
Yeah, I'm getting reports from the East and West Coast, you know, a lot of like 439s for regular unleaded. And I haven't seen $5 yet, but I've seen getting reports of about a lot of 439, 444, you know, for regular unleaded. That's pretty widespread. One of the things, too, is, you know, we have there's a difference in taxes from state to state. And we have a pretty high tax package. Right now the tax package is about 62 or 63 cents. The road tax is set on cents per gallon. However, there is sales tax added to the price of gasoline, or included in, I should say, the price of gasoline, which is different than most other products, where it's added to the price. And that's 6%. So as the price goes up, the sales tax goes up. Now, I can tell you one perhaps encouraging fact. And there's a thought in the industry right now that, you know, there's a change from winter gasoline blends to summer gasoline blends to satisfy the requirements of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And there's some thought in the industry right now that maybe we're on an earlier what's called purge and replace inventory cycle. In other words, this changeover from winter gas to summer gasoline is taking place a little earlier this year than it has in previous years. And with this, they do refinery maintenance along with the changeover in gas blends. And whenever that happens, there's always a spike in the price. And we're thinking that maybe that's what we're experiencing right now, just a little earlier spike in that price that usually occurs like between May 5th and May 15th. Perhaps we're experiencing that now, and that things will level out and start to retract a little bit.
Ed Werglartz is the Executive Vice President for Petroleum for the Associated Food and Petro Dealers. Ed, always enlightening talking with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, Tony, thanks. Have a good day.